This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a goal so sad you will find it insulting. And I don't want you to find it insulting because I think that when we play that audio in hearing three different guests during Around the AFC North and they blame your owner, and owners are blamed all the time, but I don't know why I'm just had my breath taken away. We blame owners all the time. It's an easier target. It's where the buck's supposed to stop, but it's all the same thing. It's for Watson. So everybody's like, well, you know, especially if somebody says what, they tied his hand around his back, talking about Andrew Berry about that. It's like, well, no, knowing what Lyman and I and a few others here know, and we've said many times, it's like, well, there's an idea that's pushed out there. And then that idea was put into effect. And everybody operated in the building as if this situation was never going to happen. Like, he was never going to get hurt two more times, seriously, technically three more times, seriously. They never thought he was going to be that rusty where he just is completely devoid of anything that used to make him a special quarterback. None of them thought that was going to happen. Well, again, someone's going to have to pay the fiddler for it. So, you know, when Jason says it, where it's like, hey, they put him to the idea of it. They went out and they did it. Deshaun did not want to come here. And so Jimmy had to make an offer he could not refuse. And so we're left paying the fiddler on that. But it's still who gave the idea. Because I'll take it to my dying day. I know for a fact ownership loved Baker. I know for a fact that hey, can we work something out here? Can we get this done? Egos, they're tough to deal with, man. When you let your ego start negotiating your contracts and negotiating things, like, and Baker's always easy to say. Like it's much easier to say now when you're on a really good football team and you're playing really well. Let's call it where it is. Baker's playing really well. It's easier to be this way where, like, hey, Johnny Manziel still rips the Browns every chance he gets because he's a loser and he's living in the past. Baker doesn't have to live in the past. He's a winner. And it's much easier to be forgiving or to have, like, hey, let's let bygones be bygones when things are going really well for you and things ain't going so well for your former team. So now I have this situation, and I never want to live with it again. And now I have to think, all right, are these people going to be good enough to keep around? Because I don't want to go looking for new people. And then we play the Cat Hickman audio, and I got a bunch of people ripping her up and down going, Ken, how could you condone this? How could you condone this? And I'm trying to give her the pass of going, hey, it's nothing but a non-answer. Kevin non-answers every day, except you guys rip him every day for non-answers. Because when the team's bad, you demand answers. That's your right. You should demand answers. And that bothers you. So I have no... Saying that they're not answers on a 3-win football team that you had a hand in picking in, that's no excuse. It's not an excuse. And so while I have ripped the man across the table from me for lining up the excuse of bad luck and TV deals and calling him Anthony Dolan so many times over, hey, I can't sit there and say, bad luck, Achilles injuries, and bad luck, shoulder injuries, and bad luck, bad picks of guys who end up getting arrested. I can't do that. Can't do it. Just because I'm more comfortable and knowing who I know doesn't make it any better. But the backside of that is I know for a fact, if we're talking facts, two times in my life and since 1999 have they fired anybody and actually gotten better. It's always been just as bad or worse. One was Butch Davis, which ended up being bad, but it did get better. And the other one's Kevin Stefanski. And right now, Kevin Stefanski is with us. I can't say the same for Andrew and John. Can't say that. I can say Andrew's better than Sashi. I can say he's better than Joe Banner picking guys out of a magazine and then ripping the Browns on Twitter years later.
Sashi did do a nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tank job. You can't deny that.
Yes. So I can't do that, but I know that they've been better from where they're at. But that does that mean if they're just better than absolute terrible, does that make them good enough for you? But I also know that we've talked about coaches who are like, hey, they're coaches who are handheld coaches. They hold the hand of the team until they're ready to compete. Then you go out there and you get yourself a real competitive coach. That concept's been thrown out all the time. This team ain't that way. They're not ready to compete. They got pieces who can compete if you get yourself the right guy, and maybe they can hit the ground running with Lenoris Sellers next year or somebody else next year. I think that the Washington Commanders of the world are few and far between, and we shouldn't use them as an example all the time like we do so brazenly. So it's a bad goal, but that's the goal.
Does it matter?
I know you guys find that insulting, and I apologize.
Does it matter? Because we already went through this once, so we had Kyle Shanahan in the building, and we flailed away and, you know, let him leave. If this happens again with Vrabel, like if Vrabel's really good this year, you have him making the postseason.
Yeah.
If he's really good in New England, what do you think people are going to say?
They're going to say that we let another one get away. I don't know if he would have been the head coach here. I think him and Kevin are close enough where he would have gone, nah, I ain't going to be the head coach.
Oh, just out of professional.
I think Mike Vrabel's a stand-up dude. I don't think Mike Vrabel's any snake. I think what you see is what you get with Mike Vrabel, and what you get can be a very scary individual that believes in his principles. That's what I think. Again, as Zach tells the story, Mike Vrabel had Urban Meyer seeing God at one moment. So I don't think that's a guy to cross, and I don't think that's a guy that's easily crosses others. I think that he stands up for things, so I don't know if he would have accepted the job, even if it was said. Maybe if that's the case. Can I say this real quick before we go? Does it bother you that Alabama fans are starting to turn on Nick Saban?
Is that what they're doing?
Quote, abandoning them. I saw it on the internet yesterday. from the fans.
So I'm not, admittedly, I don't know their situation.
He quote, ran away from the NIL era.
Okay, admittedly, I don't know their situation as much, but I will say one thing Urban Meyer did out the door was do everything he could to make sure that the line of succession was going to be smooth, that he was willing to help Ryan Day, and I've heard a number of anecdotes behind the scenes on this, that he was determined to make sure that what happened at Florida did not happen at Ohio State, that he learned from those mistakes, realized what it did to his legacy also down in Florida, and that he was going to make sure to do anything that Ryan Day needed. And Ryan Day was not too proud to beg, is what I had heard on those things, which is important. I give Ryan Day a lot of credit for that because I think a lot of coaches would be like, all right, everything out. This is my shop now. I don't think Urban did that necessarily when he came through. I think he was like, all right, Jim Tressel and Luke Fickell, that was all nice.
Nick Saban has an office down there. What more do you want him to do?
That's what I was going to ask. Is Nick Saban still willing to help?
Yeah, he's just not willing to be the head coach again. But I don't think it's a case of him abandoning anybody. I think that there's a Nick Saban way, and the Alabama way is not the Nick Saban way. The Alabama way was just Nick Saban's way, and now Alabama has their way again, and you have a guy right now who is having a little bit of trouble there. But I think Nick Saban knew when to hold him and knew when to fold him. I'm not going to go after Nick Saban for getting out of something that he had every right to get out of. Did he run away from anything? After winning, what, 6 national championships or 7?
What more do you think Nick Saban owed you,
I mean, I lost count with how many national championships he won at Alabama. I thought it was... there's the one at LSU. He didn't win 8 total national championships, did he?
No.
Couldn't have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.